Okay, so what kid didn't do that yell? Screaming across the neighborhood, pretending to be Tarzan, born of man but raised by apes, the iconic character with the iconic call. Your friends loved it, the neighbors probably hated it, which was pretty much the critical reaction on Broadway 5 years ago when Tarzan flopped. But now that big-budget Disney musical is enjoying a second life at the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly. It's a venue that also came back from the dead last summer after the theater went dark in 2009. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on what Tarzan's resurrection means for the reopened theater and the musical's creators.
First came the book about a feral man-ape, written by Edgar Rice Burroughs in 1914. Then the Tarzan movies, starring Olympic swimmer Johnny Weissmuller.
Tarzan, Jane. Oh, please stop. Let me go. I can't bear this.
Half a century later, Disney animated The Noble Savage for its 1999 movie. But then Disney opened Tarzan the Musical on Broadway in 2006 with orchestrations by Phil Collins and lyrics by Tony Award winner David Henry Wong.
I know this. He seems at one with nature.
That's good.
Like no man I've ever seen.
It sounds quite nice.
The famous screwball film director Preston Sturges titled his autobiography Between Flops.
That's playwright David Henry Wong.
Because most of the time, you don't get to have a big hit. And by the way, a lot of the times you learn the most from the things that are considered quote-unquote failures.
Critics panned Tarzan the Musical. It ran for about a year, not long for Broadway. Wong admits he's long fantasized about fixing it.
I would say most of the time you don't have a chance to go back.
But Disney has given Wong the green light to revise Tarzan so it can license the new streamlined version to high schools and regional theaters. The North Shore Music Theater is producing the show and is also a testing ground. In the rewrite, Wong expands the themes and relationships in Tarzan's story instead of relying on high-flying spectacle. On Broadway, there was a lot of swinging, but elaborate harness systems are expensive. So Wong says just a couple of swings can go a long way.
Welcome to our jungle.
I've been telling my friends in emails that we're swinging through the trees with Tarzan and Beverly.
Director Bill Castellino is part of the creative team. Up from New York, he shows me around the 1,500-seat theater. A few ropes dangle and an ape nest is suspended above the stage. This Tarzan is leaner than the Broadway show, with a smaller orchestra and cast.
Don't listen to him, 'cause what does he know? We need each other to have to.
While Tarzan is being revamped in Beverly, this theater is in the midst of its own rebirth. It shut down in 2009 with $10 million in debt. Subscribers were sad, but also angry, because they lost their money. Castellino recalls it was big news in the national theater community, and now he's thrilled to see North Shore back on its feet.
We want as many hits and as many theaters open in this country as possible. And in an economy where that's very challenging, it's thrilling to see a theater reopen, reinvent itself, and give these opportunities to us.
When I bought the property, I knew it could be something else. It's certainly 28 acres of great land on a highway, but it really wants to be a theater. And that's why I bought it, to make it a theater, to keep it a theater.
Bill Haney, a Rhode Island investor, swooped in to save the North Shore Music Theater and is producing Tarzan. He's got high hopes and wants it to be the theater's next Memphis. That musical won a Tony last year, but it was developed here in Beverly. If Disney executives decide to license this Tarzan, what do Haney and the theater stand to gain?
We don't get any money. We didn't really ask for any money, although we'll take it. But I think it would be nice if you go to New York right now and you look at the Memphis program. The North Shore Music Theater is mentioned in it as one of the bios. It would be nice if Disney did that. If they don't, we won't hate them. But yeah, I think just doing a really hopefully great production of this is enough for me.
In truth, though, regaining the trust of North Shore subscribers is part of the equation. Artistic director Arianna Knapp started working at the theater when she was 17 years old. She moved on to become a Broadway producer. One of her recent successes is Green Day's American Idiot. Knapp was heartbroken when the North Shore Theater closed in 2009, so she returned to work here after Haney bought it.
He can attest to the fact that I looked over his shoulder with a glaring eye to make sure that something was going to happen right.
And it did, she says. Ticket sales are strong and patrons are coming back, but gradually. Tarzan opened last week to mixed reviews. But owner Bill Haney is optimistic, both for the production and for the North Shore Music Theater. Producers from regional theaters around the country have been swinging by Beverly to check it out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Put your faith in what you most believe in. Two worlds, one family.
Tarzan is on stage at the North Shore Music Theater tonight and through the weekend.
Let fate decide to guide this life we see.